Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Fantasy Football's Life podcast. Today's episode is the Baltimore Ravens fantasy preview. So just going to go over that real quick, you know, tell you some stats, tell you what I like, maybe some people to stay around because there's definitely some people on this team I definitely kind of want to avoid, but we'll get into it really quick. So here we go. Starting at quarterback, we have Lamar Jackson. He started about halfway through the season, so stats aren't amazing, but 1,200 yards passing with 6 touchdowns, 3 picks. Obviously nothing to be like excited for, but running is where he made his money with 147 rushing attempts, 695 yards, and 5 touchdowns. That's pretty dope for only half the season, so who knows what he could have actually done with the full season. Maybe he could have pushed for like 900,000 yards rushing. So I'm definitely all over Lamar Jackson this season. I think he's the real deal. He's going to get a lot of rushing yards, especially if you're in a standard league, even PPR, you know, because passing touchdowns are only 4 and rushing are going to be 6. So rushing is always going to be better. And so that's who I like him at quarterback. He's going to be pretty solid, especially with those rushing yards. Running back, they brought in Mark Ingram. You know, Mark Ingram coming from a Saints offense, highly productive running back his whole career. He's going to get a lot of volume, a lot of carries in this offense. It's going to be a run-heavy offense. So, I mean, expect Mark Ingram to probably get like 15, 20 touches a game. So he's going to be heavily involved. Lamar's definitely going to run the ball a lot. You know, they might work in some backup running backs here and there, but Mark Ingram is definitely the guy to get. Definitely like Mark Ingram, so feel confident drafting him. He's going like mid, like low 4th, 5th round, so he's pretty solid to get. And they got rid of their like whole receiving core last season, so they have Willie Snead right now as their starter. They brought in Seth Roberts and they drafted Marquise Brown. Hopefully, he can be pretty big time. And then tight ends, they have Mark Andrews and Hayden Hurst are their only catching tight ends. Mark Andrews could be like sneaky player to get coming off of 50 catches last season, but I just don't like any of their pass catchers just because it's going to be a very run heavy team. I mean, if I were to get anybody, it's probably Willie Snead because he's their slot guy. He's kind of guaranteed to get you like 3 to 5 catches. Not really much yards, but he's going to get you the catches. But I don't know. I'd probably avoid these receivers. I think there's way better options in the NFL. I mean, if you're in a deep like 16, 20 team league, definitely go ahead and get them. But I'm kind of staying away from them. And their defense isn't what they used to be before. So they got rid of CJ Mosley, Eric Weddle, Za'Darius Smith. I mean, they got rid of like their whole defense, so I expect their defense to be not that great this season. So they're probably gonna have to lean on their offense on Lamar Jackson. So I'm definitely like Lamar and Mark Ingram. Everyone else I would probably stay away from. So that's pretty much my thoughts on the Baltimore offense. Hopefully you guys enjoy the video, man. Next episode I will be doing, 1 second, next episode, I'll be doing the Cleveland Browns followed by the Bengals and that around out the AFC North. Hopefully, I'll have all these videos out probably by the end of the week because I know you guys will be doing your drafts in the next week or two. And that's when the full roster cuts will be available. So that could actually help me a little bit too. So I'll know how to help you guys out. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the podcast, man. Be sure to subscribe. Follow me on Apple Podcasts at Fantasy Football's Life. And I'll see you in the next video. Thank you.